Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are in our 7 o'clock hour of the morning shift. It is brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. What are some of the keys to the game for the Falcons as they get set to take on the Vikings in what is a non-welcoming atmosphere up there in Minnesota for opposing teams?
I don't know. At this point, I'm so lost. I'm just we're like a Sam Darnold first quarter injury away from Daniel Jones randomly being activated and coming in and going lights out against us. That's just where I feel like our season is headed right now. I'm going dark. Reality, you have to establish, to me, I think you need to establish the running game, because this is a team that is very stingy against the run. If you could play a little bit of ball control and kind of keep yourself in a second and third in manageable, right? And I don't want to say third and short, but third and manageable, which would be third and five or less, you could kind of maybe neutralize them from pinning their ears back and doing what they've done a phenomenal job of all year, and that's coming after the quarterback.
I agree with you. I'm going to go a step further, and I'm going to say that the actual path to victory for the Falcons, at least offensively, and I think to your point, it leads to ball control and it leads to what they could do defensively. They have to come out and run the offense that they ran on the first drive last week. And they have to keep themselves in situations that lend themselves to being able to do that. You can't get behind and throw pick sixes, and all of a sudden you're in a five-step drop and you're sitting in the pocket with Kirk Cousins. I tweeted it out last week during the first drive. All right, you ran a draw action. You ran a quarterback sneak. You ran a play-action pass. You ran a duo play with like an arc release by Charlie Warner up in the gap. You did a number of things. You even saw a wham play later in the game that they've probably only run maybe one other time this season, if that, that the Ravens and other teams have run this year. They have to do things that keep other teams off balance. And I thought we would see more of that coming out of the bye week, and we did. On the first drive, I was like, man, this is what you want to see. And they move the ball, they miss the field goal, and then they go back down after the turnover, and they score in the red zone. And I was like, this is what it's supposed to be about. And then you throw a pick on a play-action pass, and you stop doing any of it. And it's like you got away from everything that you put in the bye week. Zach Robinson got a little bit of tunnel vision, and all of a sudden you're right back into the same offense where you're asking Kirk Cousins to drop back, and you're pass protecting 30 times with an offensive line that has no business doing that.
Yeah, you still were able to now defensively, you did such a good job at creating three and outs that you were able to have a very good time of possession. And I think mainly because you ran the ball somewhat effectively. Now, it wasn't to the tune of what we would want necessarily as far as yards per carry, but you just kept yourself there. I don't know what happened in the game plan or in the game that kind of changed it, other than you just kept turning the ball over. Like, you dominated the game in every – I keep going back, and I got to get it out of my head, and I'm like a broken record right now. But I go back to, you dominated every facet of the ball game last week. But one, and it was the turnovers. And that's what cost you. And you even started the game off. On the other side, I don't know how necessarily to play them other than keep them in third and longs. And they're really not – they've got Aaron Jones is a good running back, but they're not – I go back and look at some of their games where they've ran the football. They haven't been great at running the football. It doesn't, you know, Aaron Jones does have 800 and something yards, but I just don't feel like their run game is near as good as ours, because after Aaron Jones, there is a huge drop off.
Well, let's hear from the Falcons quarterback, Kirk Cousins. He joined Dave Archer. This interview is brought to you by Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy one-hour drive from Atlanta.
Time to catch up with our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, here on Countdown to Kickoff. Kirk, anybody that works at a job very long ends up having, a tough day at the job. That might have been the way we classify what happened last Sunday. What is it in your mind? This is not your first rodeo. What do you do to regroup and get yourself back on the right side?
Yeah, there's no secret formula. I think it's just so important to get back on the horse, to get back to work, to go back to your normal habits and your process. And in a lot of ways, getting back to work is comforting, you know, to get into that routine and just trust your plan and stick to it. And sort of believe that, you know, that's the exception and not the norm, and believe that on a larger sample size that it'll straighten out.
Does this situation present any more anxiety, or have you been through it enough where going back to a team you played with before and had great success with, and now here you are in their building and the crowd on you and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, I've never played there as the away quarterback, so it'll be a different dynamic, certainly. But, I just think there's so many people there that you care about, that you know so well, that you have a shared history with. And that's what's unique is, when you play on the road, typically you don't know a soul. And in this case, you know, I know a lot of people there. I have a lot of great memories with them. Some of them will be lifelong friends. So, between the whistles during the game, that's not something that's really crossing your mind. You're playing football. They're trying to stop you. You're trying to do everything you can to move the football, and that's really like any other game in that sense.
I've been asked a number of times about how would Kirk handle this? How will he? Well, I said, I don't know. I'll ask him. I said, you got a lot of people you want to shake hands to. There's a lot of people that meant a lot to you up there.
Yeah.
Equipment guys, trainers, things like that. Is that something you get out of the way really early and go see those people?
Well, I think it's hard because when I go out for warm-ups, I kind of have my routine, and I want to kind of stay in my routine. I'm not in a very social mood when I'm playing pro football. So after the game is probably the best time for me to do that. But before the game, it's hard. It's hard. I'm sure it's unavoidable. But certainly after the game, I'd like to say hello to some people and thank them for the role they've played in my career and my life.
Brian Flores signed on as a defensive coordinator last year, so you know him and we're in training camp with that. Does that help you at all as you get ready for this game? Obviously, you got a bank of tape to look at for this year.
Yeah, he's a great coach. Like any team, like any defense, they'll evolve in time, and so training camp from 2022 or 2023 feels like a long time ago. And he's such a smart coach that there will be game plan things that are specific to playing us. So you kind of have to, be ready to react and just play a smart game and understand that there will be some things he throws at you that are tough looks, and you got to respond in the moment the right way.
What has it been about this defense? They're doing a really good job of taking the football away. They have for a long time, but 18 interceptions leads the league. They've got a couple of guys that can rush the pass, or what do you do to take care of that?
Yes, they have turned the ball over. So certainly, that's something that we would love to come out of this game and say we were turnover free. I think that gives you a starting point to win the game from. It's certainly something they emphasize, is trying to take it away. And, they try to give you a lot of muddy looks and create some confusion and do a good job with that. But we have to do the best we can to handle it.
All right, last thing for you. Communications can always be tough in a building like this. You got a great crowd up there. You played in front of them. What do you do? You've been on the road a number of times in dome stadiums or whatever. How do you reduce that to where you can communicate with one another?
Yeah, we got to be smart. In the huddle, at the line of scrimmage, we got to get good reps here in practice just to make sure that we're all on the same page, and there's a balance. You want to have options. You want to have some level of complexity, but you also understand that too much complexity only makes life more difficult on the road. So we try to find that balance every time we go into a tough environment.
All right, big guy. Go have some fun.
All right. Thanks, Arch.
First of all, don't approach that man during his pregame warm-up. You know what I mean? Don't make him go Shedeur Sanders versus Cam Newton, before the game.
People are there to work. He's there to do a job.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm – but he's right. It's going to be unavoidable.
It's hard, yeah.
Right? You're going to have – every single person pretty much in that locker room, so it's going to be unavoidable. Arch kind of mentioned it. Get out there 10 minutes early and dap everybody up before you get into your zone. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's one of those things that it's going to be tough because I've seen Kirk in pregame. We've all seen Kirk in pregame, and he's locked in. He's a pro's pro when it comes to that, and then he has his routine. So that'll be definitely different for him. But, look, I think that it's one of those things he's – hopefully, can get in the mindset to avoid any of that distraction.
Walk into your trap, take over your trap.
Yeah, that's right.
Why do you got to play that? It's technically, do you think he still feels like it's a little bit of his trap, like he's just kind of renting it? I mean, because he played there for so long.
You mean like Sam Darnold's renting?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, it ain't your trap, dog. It's still mine.
Yeah, he might have felt like he built that trap, and he's just in it, like you said.
We
talked about how I forgot that he even played there because they had so many different quarterbacks. Mike pointed it out.
After
he got hurt.
I don't think Kirk forgot it.
I know he
did. I don't think Minnesota forgot it.
I don't know if he's going to walk in there like, this is my house.
Yeah, I think you put the house on the market and you sold the house.
You took
a better offer.
When Deion came back to Atlanta and he beat up Andre Rison in that middle of, I don't know, that was kind of a good fight. I was an Andre fan in that fight because he was still a Falcon. But afterwards, he's like, oh, this is a house that Deion built. So he remembered it.
I don't think we'll catch Kirk Cousins with a quote like that this weekend.
You don't think him and a defensive lineman go toe-to-toe, start swinging at each other?
Why don't we Cousins versus Sam Darnold, Oklahoma drill, start the game.
Oh, that's right awesome. In
the
middle.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That should be the coin toss.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd win.
Let me see who's bigger. Well, Sam's 6'3", 225. Kirk's a little bit taller.
Yeah.
He's got 20 pounds on Curry. Yeah, we might.
Yeah,
that little beer belly that Darnold's hiding underneath the rib protectors.
Might just go ahead and defer. Let's go ahead and defer. Defer.
You think Sam Darnold could throw back a few?
I would put money on it.
As long as he doesn't throw one to the other team.
Sure.
Get intercepted in the middle.
All right. We come back here. We'll give you the latest NFL headlines, including a gamble that paid off for the Detroit Lions in Thursday Night Football. That and more next here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game. We are back on The Morning Shift, getting set to go in the huddle. But I do want to address the topic we were just discussing.
Yes, we can do this.
So my friend's probably not listening. The likelihood of her listening is very low, and I pray that she's really not listening.
Yeah.
So she asked if we could work out together today and go get lunch. So that's the plan. But I don't work out with friends.
Not a social lifter.
Like, no.
Yeah.
My headphones are on, and I'm following a program that I just started a couple days ago. And I want to stick to what I'm supposed to do today.
Right. You don't want anything to throw you off.
But then she also said, I haven't been, lifting and stuff in a while. So that already tells me, we're not going to be in the same.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm trying to decide if I should go straight home and do a workout on my own and then suffer through another one immediately after. Or she's expecting to follow this because
here's the question you have to answer. What kind of workout is she wanting to do? Because if y'all are just going to go side by side and walk an incline on a treadmill, then yes, that's the plan you should take.
Yes.
If she's going to want to go and you spot her doing squats, then I don't know if that's going to be the right path.
Oh, I can try to she insinuated she might want to follow along with what I'm doing.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
And the
no
last thanks. Time I worked out with a friend, this is one of my friends that I would put her more in the girly girl category. And she was talking the whole time.
Socializing. It was a social
meeting. I'm like, this is not the time.
Yes.
This is not the time for that.
I got my game face on, lady. Get out of my face.
And also, the person I'm working out with is a former Olympian, by the way.
Oh, damn.
Track for Canada. I like to say Canada. She's Canadian. And also did the bobsled team. So she's quite fascinating. She's a really cool friend. I hope she's not listening.
Well, then I think even if she hasn't lifted, she can understand
She'll understand.
She understands an intense workout. So if she doesn't hang, then she there's a really good chance she might be more like you in a workout setting than you realize. But the reality is she just needs someone to push her just by their presence alone.
I would say, hey, I have a personal trainer at the gym. Can we just get lunch? You know what I mean? That's what I would say. I'd be like, hey, meet with my trainer today.
Or do like I did when Mike and I were supposed to go to the gym one time. I go, which LA Fitness? And he told me, and then I just purposely went to the wrong one.
He did.
He
was like, I'm here. I was like, no, you're not.
But I really didn't purposely do it. I just put in the wrong one, and I'm halfway there.
I'm here. I was like, I don't see you.
Halfway there, I said, this doesn't feel right. And then I said, screw it. I'm just going to go anyways and then see where Mike's at. I didn't want to turn around.
Oh, man.
I'm not showing up. I just saw this, and a lot of people are betting on Kirk Cousins to seek revenge on the Vikings. Are you guys, is this going to be, you guys don't pick Falcons games, do you?
Not anymore. No, I got because, tired of it.
Okay. No, because it, you try not to involve your heart in that.
Okay. All right.
I would love to know why. I'm not saying they're wrong, but I would love to hear the reasoning behind
you think it's,
why they think Kirk is going to get revenge.
You think it's my flawed reasoning that winning streaks don't last and neither do losing streaks?
Right.
What?
Right. In the NFL, it's true, but you just don't know when it's going to come to an end. That's a problem. You're just never sure. Yeah.
They feel like that he's going to, quote unquote, this is from CBS. I think this is Will Brinson that did this article. If I'm correct on here, I'll double check that. But they felt like he is going to storm through the back door and seek the ultimate revenge, ultimate revenge game, what they're calling it.
I don't think we know the tight end position won't be busting through it in front of him, so maybe Drake will be there.
Well, and to be clear, Minnesota won last week. They didn't play that well. Like, they won last week. They didn't play
well,
extremely well.
This is a plus. I don't do the betting stuff. Plus 5.
That means the Minnesota should win by 5.
So,
like, that's
okay.
That's Vegas
what irritates the hell out of me. That's really what irritates the hell out of me is I thought we did play pretty well last week.
I know.
In every facet.
21 positions.
But one.
Yeah.
And that's what irritates. And I know that's what it. I hope that it's. That's my bother is, like, I don't want to sit here and rail. And it's not kind of who I don't really rail on players that give everything they have on the field.
Sure.
And I think Kirk does that. But whatever it was last week was a lot of effort in a bad way. And so I'm not just a guy that kills players that give their heart and soul out there. And I know he does that. It just wasn't whatever last week was. I hope he doesn't put pressure on himself to do more. Just do enough.
You can tell by the way the players talk about him that Drake London said it perfectly. He's like, I have infinite amount of respect and confidence that he's going to get it done. And I think that says a lot about who he is in the locker room and his preparation. So I'm with you. You find yourself, you're all rooting for him, right? But the one thing that cannot happen is he can't continue to let you down because then all of a sudden he falls out of favor. I think this is such a big game, not just to win, but just to start looking like it's possible. In a lot of different ways. So hopefully they can continue what they did defensively. Kirk gets back on track at least a little bit.
Okay, so then I butchered the betting stuff with Will Brinson. So he has the Vikings then, went as you described, right?
If he's got the Vikings minus 5, yeah. I mean, he feels like,
I don't know. Said plus, right? Anyway.
I don't know. I'll have to look at what you're looking at.
He did also say, worst case scenario, Kirk Cousins storms through and has a revenge game. So
the NFL network thing that we watch where we get the game previews every
with the Wolf and all those.
Yeah, they had I think one person picked the Falcons.
No, it was two.
Okay.
Eight out of ten picked the Vikings.
Yeah.
All right. What do you guys make of this story of a former NFL coaching great? There was talk of Bill Belichick going to UNC, and then he kind of squashed all that, right? That it was a giant publicity stunt.
Well, I didn't see the last
either.
Part, but that's what I think it is. I think it is, hey, can you get my name out there so people know that I want to coach
what
again?
Some people are saying this is it's a giant publicity.
I think Bo and I had the exact same reaction when we walked in this morning.
You guys think that too?
You want to role play real quick?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Not
in a weird way.
You be the player. I'll be Bill Belichick. You're a college football player. I'm a UNC coach. You're my star quarterback. You come in and I want to set the setting. You come in October because you want to renegotiate your NIL deal. So go ahead. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, hey, Coach. Hey, look, man, I was thinking.
Who are you?
12 touchdowns, one interception this year. I think it's time to kind of talk about that NIL money. Maybe you can knock that up from, I don't know, say the $200K I'm getting. Let's go ahead and boot that thing up to about $1 million. What do you think?
We're on to Miami.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. My pocketbook is onto my payment that's due at the beginning of the month.
It's
the Ferrari I'm driving outside. I'm trying to up that game. You know what I mean? Taxes are due. I didn't even know taxes were a thing, and yet taxes are due in a little bit, and I got to make sure that I'm making a little bit more money.
Have you seen the blitz packages at Miami?
Well, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do without me though, Coach?
I'm on to Miami.
I'm gonna walk out if you don't do the right thing and pay my money.
Just do your job.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna quit tomorrow.
Okay. Next man up.
You know what is funny? Because UNLV, Tiff, is back in there. It was 2 months ago. We were talking about UNLV's quarterback quitting. We were like, dude, He just quit on his team. And boy, they called his bluff. Like, good for Barry Odom. They were like, nah, man, we're good.
Look where they're at.
If you have had the chance, and I did recently, and I've actually sat down with Barry Odom twice at Arkansas when he was defensive coordinator there, and then just more recently at UNLV. He's not that type of coach. If you don't want to be there, bye.
Well, I love that.
And that's Belichick to a T as well. And he's just like, all right, I mean, we'll just next man up.
In the NFL, Belichick would cut guys like that. And you're not going to be able to do that in college football.
Well, no, the guy will remove himself. Like you said, I'm out of here, and he'll be out, and then Belichick will be like, okay, well, who cares?
So Belichick hasn't squashed anything. These are other reports that are coming out saying it's a publicity stunt. But I will tell you, Andrew Carter, who's a writer and reporter for the News and Observer, so this is in Raleigh, North Carolina, he had put out there that Belichick had blew them away, meaning the UNC brass, in his interview there. And he's told that Belichick's interest is high and genuine. They also feel like it might be unlikely due to his age, is what they said.
You think Brian Kelly's whining about losing players at the end of it with NIL? Just get Bill Belichick in there and see the things that come out of his mouth.
I think they would sound very similar. And that's not a knock on Brian Kelly, but like, they couldn't get any D linemen through the transfer portal last year, and their defense was terribly bad. And he was, you know, when they didn't get any through the portal, his answer was, well, we want to build it from the ground up.
Yeah, and now he's like, well, we can't build it from the ground up because NIL and guys are being stolen.
Yep.
And again, this is the one time I'm not killing Brian Kelly. I'm just using him as an example. If you think the things that he's saying that get headlines out of it, imagine what happens with Belichick. And Belichick isn't going to care that your son is only 19. And Tiff, you and I have had this conversation that they're kids, and I don't disagree, but he's going to rip a player. If a player leaves, he will openly, if he's asked, he will not hold back.
Is it weird that I'm cheering for this? Because I just think it would be fun to watch.
Yeah, because we love train wrecks.
If people were saying he wouldn't be able to handle the NFL and how you approach players now, I don't understand what would make people think that he could
coach a young player.
Well, of college kids.
I will say this. I think college kids would look at him as a future NFL Hall of Famer and have a little bit more of a level of respect
for
him.
And I hope that they would. Yeah.
I think that it would they'd be a little more hesitant than some of the guys.
I know
he's
we're
coached.
Going to break, but I want to get this out there. Did you guys see the Matt LaFleur incident with
yes.
his fan at the Lions game? So he had said he's never been a part of something like that. He was talking junk to our players, giving them the throat slash sign. This is what he told NFL media. And he said he's, you know, trying to de-escalate it, and the guy got in his face. And so, you know, I think he has some choice words for him.
I have choice words for that guy. Lifetime ban. Don't ever come back to an NFL game. If you are that brazen to where you think you can walk on an NFL field when that guy's doing his job and try to affect the outcome of a game by trash-talking players, no thanks.
Well, he was a part of the big flag.
Yeah, I know, which is even more ridiculous.
So which makes me think he might be a season ticket holder.
Which now everybody that gets a chance to do it, now you're going to have extra security. Now you've affected the whole thing because you thought that you were some big-timer that needed to go out and trash-talk the Green Bay Packers coach.
I mean, dude, Detroit's going to Detroit. What do you want?
Follow the rules.
Oh, stop it. All right, this hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. What you got for Mike?
Oh, Tiff, you know it's Fair Foul Friday. Fair or foul Friday, you're not going to want to miss this. How about this? Fair or foul, Kirk Cousins throws a touchdown this weekend. Fair or foul, Destination Christmas Light Viewing. Destination Christmas Light Viewing. That's coming up next on Mic'd Up. It's the Morning Shift. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back on the Morning Shift. And a reminder, if you guys hadn't heard the promo plan, I will be at Buffalo's in Hiram on Monday evening, 6 to 8 o'clock. For a little bit of Monday Night Football pre-gaming. Still trying to talk Bo Namath over here and coming with me up to his neck of the woods up in Hiram.
I told you.
Is it Windy Bagwell Parkway? Mm-hmm. Bagwell Parkway, I think, is the name of the road up there.
It's also called 278.
278. Okay. County Road 278.
It's a state road.
State Road 278.
I'll go with you, but under one condition. You have to meet me in Town Center.
All right. Speaking of Town Center, we'll start there. How about this one? Fair or foul? I don't know if you guys have ever had this. I don't know if Bo has. I just asked Tiffany. Portillo's. Portillo's has announced this week. It's a huge Midwest chain known for Italian beef and a couple of other things. Portillo's has announced they will open their first Georgia location, Town Center in Kennesaw. Fair or foul? Portillo's. Fair or foul?
I'll say fair. I had it in Chicago.
Yeah.
So I'm not slandering
Portillo's. I think that's where they're based out of originally.
But yeah, I feel like some things belong to where they are.
Right. You don't need In-N-Out here.
I don't
Buckhead.
Need In-N-Out here.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I hate In-N-Out. I don't hate Portillo's.
Okay.
So I'm saying like Portillo's, when I think of Portillo's, I think of Chicago.
Yeah, same.
That's what I feel. I don't think of
it's like Lou Malnati's pizza.
You know?
Yeah.
Also
but
good.
I am for them bringing their flavors and the meat, as Bo would say, to the South. Yeah. Maybe there's already locations southern somewhere else, but it's one of those things.
I think they're expanding rapidly right now.
I've had Portillo's before in one of my visits to Chicago. It's fair. However, I was talking with a buddy of mine who is native in Philadelphian.
Okay.
And he was like, yesterday we were talking about this, and he goes, yeah, my only problem is it's not going to be the same. Because he was excited for Portillo's, and he was like, but it's not going to be the same. He goes, unless they buy the machine. Because it's all about anybody in that New York area and that upper northeastern area would tell you the water is different up there for their bread, right? And that's like the pizza and the dough and everything. And he's like, he goes, the buns for the Italian beef is not going to be the same. He goes, there's a machine apparently. And this is what I'm being told, so don't shoot the messenger. I don't know a lot about this, but I was told there is a machine that can replicate the water that the Northeast comes, but it's like a $50,000 machine. But if you're going to pay to put a Portillo's in, you might as well
buy the $50,000 machine to change the water.
It's like having Chick-fil-A somewhere else. Like, I had Chick-fil-A in California. Now, I think it did taste better because they didn't allow some of the ingredients. But it's like having Chick-fil-A like in New York or something. It doesn't slap the same.
I have a hard time believing it taste better that they don't allow some ingredients.
No, I think they do.
No,
I think there is.
All right.
I'm going to look it up.
All right. How about this one? Let's pivot really quick. Timothy Chalamet is the game day guest picker. Timothy Chalamet will be entertaining on College Game Day on Saturday. Fair or foul? Timothy Chalamet.
Fair, and I hope he raps. Have you not seen Little Timmy?
I'll be honest. I don't know who he is, but I saw it, and I saw some of the reaction, and I was like, I don't know much. I know he's an actor, but I don't know much about his work.
He has done a lot of actually, he's doing Bob Dylan in the latest.
Okay, that's what Dylan just said.
So he's a very good actor, and he also happens to be dating which one of the Jenners? Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
Together.
She's not
Which
ugly.
Everyone was like, whoa, this is kind of crazy here because not usually in her wheelhouse of guys. But anyway, I think it is fair. And if you haven't seen him rapping on stage at a talent contest in high school,
it is
hilarious. I think he called himself Little Timmy or something. I got to remember.
Timmy Tim.
But it will surprise you.
Okay.
And might actually really like him.
Fair enough. What do you think? Timothy Chalamet will be entertaining Saturday. Well, tomorrow, I guess. Not Saturday. Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
I knew you wouldn't care. I'm okay. I can take it or leave it.
I
don't think it's a knock on him. It's just some game day guest pickers aren't entertaining.
I don't know if he
like Paul Skeens was not entertaining.
You guys, like, being the sports dudes that you are, I don't know if, like, you didn't know who he was, right? I know of him through pop culture and some
movies. That's why they brought him on. They want to get younger. They want to look younger on College Game Day.
I think Tiff's point is actually phenomenal, because I think there's a really good chance everything that she said is 100% right. I don't know a lot about him, so it does nothing for me. I'm kind of over the guest picker anyways. It's just kind of gotten stale for me.
My whole thing was,
I'd rather hear Nick Saban talk than some random
with
dude.
With the size of the fan bases from Texas and Georgia, you would think that with all the celebrities that both those fan bases have, like, you would think there would be somebody. Cause, I mean, like, when I was in the SEC Championship game, distinctly remember, I watched it. Chipper Jones picks Florida. I'm like, okay, cool. Don't
fair,
blame me.
But this is like the Taylor Swift effect.
Right,
that's
exactly
what I think they're hoping happens.
They're trying to draw
a bunch of tweens tuning in tomorrow.
All right, speaking of that game, how about this one? Arch Manning has 6 or more rushing attempts. We just talked earlier about Arch Manning maybe having a role in this game. You have to have a mobile quarterback. You have to move the spot. Arch Manning, 6 or more rushing attempts against Georgia tomorrow.
I think it's fair.
Okay.
I think that it needs to be a part of the game plan. We talked about it earlier. Tiff had some good points on it as well. And I just think I come back to, you know, you've seen how they have running quarterbacks, I should say, they have really hurt Georgia. And I don't know why you can't build a package. Like, and I know it was different team and different game, but how Georgia Tech had against Miami in some ways.
I say fair as well, and a lot of the points that we made earlier, if Georgia has struggled with running quarterbacks this year, then I do not doubt for a second I don't know if I should call him a mastermind, but the brilliant mind that is Steve Sarkisian and running an offense is definitely going to have some wrinkles in that game plan and some design runs for an Arch Manning steps in the game.
I love it. All right, how about this one? Let's go over to the Big Ten real quick. Because they have been in the Big Ten for so long, the Big Ten championship game means more to Penn State than it does Oregon. The Big Ten championship means more to Penn State after what they've dealt with than it does Oregon. Tiff, we'll start with you.
I disagree, right? Why am I blanking out? I work for the network that provides this matchup. Oregon, this is the first year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, I wanted to jump to two. No, I think it definitely, yeah, would it mean more to Franklin and his job? Probably.
Yes.
Yes. But I think overall, being the newcomer to a league, just like
walk in your trap,
Texas,
take over your trap.
You walk in here and you make a statement. They've been perfect on the season, and then to cap it off by winning the Big Ten championship in their inaugural year, it definitely is more important to send that message to your opponents and everybody else in the country.
What do you think,
it's
Beau?
I agree with everything she said, but I'm going to give you another side of it. She started to touch on it. Remember when Clemsoning was a thing?
Yes.
Okay, well, James Franklin has got his own version going at Penn State.
Yeah.
And they cannot beat they can't win a big game to save their lives.
Yeah.
It's every year it's two loss Penn before the expansion, it was two loss Penn State. Who were their losses to every freaking year? Michigan and Ohio State.
Right.
He needs to show he can win a big game in conference or at all extremely, extremely badly.
Yeah.
This is his moment.
Okay. All right, how about this one? I was looking at the Buffalo's location that Beau and I are. I'm trying to get Beau to come to him and pick him up on the way, going to Hiram Monday night, 6 to 8 o'clock. I was looking at this location on Google Maps. First video that pops up, karaoke. Karaoke, fair or foul? Karaoke, fair or foul?
It's always fair.
Always fair. Are you a participant or just a viewer?
There's no way she sings.
I have
no
done
way.
Karaoke before in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
How long ago was that?
15
I don't even remember. I don't know. We're not going to get
over
into
a
numbers
decade.
Here.
But
okay?
Would it be
well
fair for you today? Would you go in there and pick
yes,
up a mic?
Yes, I would do karaoke. Oh,
we need to take Tiff with us then,
too. I would okay. absolutely do karaoke. Unfortunately, it's past my bedtime.
All right, let me get it. What do you think, Beau?
I think it's fair to watch. I don't really participate. So.
All right, how about this one? Destination Christmas light viewing. Are you going to go find Christmas? Are you going to drive to Lake Lanier or to Dixie Speedway or to some of the other churches or houses to find the Christmas lights? Destination Christmas light viewing.
If it was my choice, it would be foul. Amy and I have taken her niece and nephew here and there a few times in the past recently. So I will do it if it's what the wife wants to do, but I'm just not seeking out Christmas lights. I mean, they all look the same.
Well, I make my own decisions, and I will not be seeking out Christmas lights. But if I did, I would probably go for what's convenient and what I know about would be the botanical gardens, right?
Perfect, yeah.
So, I think I actually have gone to them one year, like a decade ago when I was,
It's pretty cool.
So, it's pretty cool.
The baseball park, I think it's Hobgood, near where we live.
Sure.
They have a thing where all the baseball fields are up. Also, the Life College has got a pretty good thing, too.
They do,
I've had to go to both. I've went to both those.
There's a church over near Smyrna that's got a good little walkthrough show as well. All right, last one. How about this one? Kirk does a jersey exchange on Sunday, and it's with Harrison Smith. I have no background info in this. Just seems like a likely candidate. Jersey exchange with Harrison Smith.
Foul. It's going to be with Justin Jefferson.
That would be actually really cool. What do you think, Tiff?
Ooh. I'll go Harrison Smith.
Yeah, right?
How it just long seems has he like been? He's
13
been there forever,
years. 13
right?
years.
I say yes. There's probably always a healthy respect for your leader on defense, one of your leaders on defense, and the quarterback.
There you go. So. Well, thanks for playing, guys. That's fair foul.
There's no winner?
No, that's not how fair foul works.
I haven't been here in so long.
I didn't get to
Friday,
the Kirk Cousins throws a touchdown pass for this weekend.
What's that? Dylan said that, again, there's no winner, but had there been a winner, I would have won. Thank
that's
you, Dylan.
Said?
Appreciate that.
That's weird because
what
he's not the judge
here
for fair
on Friday. Oh, look. Yeah. Picks that you guys have to make in our next segment. So hopefully you guys choose well as we go into the weekend so no one's laughing at you on Monday. That is on the way when we come back here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9. The game this hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean.